This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, it's a pleasure to be here in London. I must say, it is a different experience for me this time because, subhanAllah, I've got my mentor, the person who I consider my sheikh, the person whom I consider to be my role model, that is in front of me. Yesterday, I had my nerves were at ends. I didn't know what to do. But alhamdulillah, one thing that I've found that always calms me down and should calm us all down is the Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bear with me while I recite a few verses from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وينجي الله الذين اتقوا بمفازتهم لا يمسهم السوء ولا هم يحزنون الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل له مقاليد السماوات والأرض والذين كفروا بآيات الله أولئك هم الخاسرون قل أفغير الله تأمروني أعبد أيها الجاهلون وَلَقَدْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ لَئِنْ أَشْرَكْتَ لَيَحْبَطَنَّ عَمَلُكَ وَلَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ بَلِ اللَّهَ فَاعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وَمَا قَدَرُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here today And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Healing the ummah. The question is, how do we heal the ummah? The ummah is made up of units and you and I are one of those units. Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ سُوءًا فَلَا مَرَدَّ لَهُ وَمَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِن وَالٍ Indeed, Allah doesn't change the condition of a people until they change the condition of themselves, which means that if we want to see a difference in what is going on in Gaza, we need to change ourselves first and foremost. And oftentimes it is easy for us to say that I'd like to lend a hand of assistance by reaching into my pocket and digging deep and spending. And this is a great act of worship. Don't get me wrong. It is something that is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how many of us are ready to get rid of a bad habit that we've had for the last 10 years, 20 years, 30 years? Then the conversation becomes a little bit different. I'm weak. I'm weak. These are the excuses that we have. But the reality of life is, if we want to change, do you know what science tells us? Science today tells us that if you want to change, then do one difficult thing that you must do that you don't want to do, and ideally do it in the early part of the morning so that the rest of your day goes well. Here comes Islam. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells you to wake up for the Fajr Salah. And this Fajr Salah is difficult for you to render. It is difficult for you to remove those blankets off your body and then to put your feet onto the floor and trudge to the bathroom and then make wudu with cold water. This is very difficult. But what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing here? He's training our psyche that if you do this and you win this battle right now, right here, you will win the rest of the day. And ultimately, your day, your year, or your life is made up of years, and your years are made up of days if you win each day. And it begins with Fajr Salah to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Then you have broken it down to the unit that can be changed. That Fajr Salah, which one of us can say that it is impossible for me to render it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? None of us will say this. We'll all say, tonight I'll place my alarm clock and I'll make sure that I wake up, because I know that if I render this for Allah at this time of the morning, then my life will change. My life will change. You see, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says so beautifully,
أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ.
Recite that which has been revealed to you of the book. Indeed, salah prevents you from immorality and evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about immorality. You see that prayer that you have, you render it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning with the Fajr Salah in the morning, the most difficult prayer. You've trained your mind to do the difficult even though you don't want to do it. So the rest becomes easy. And if you don't, then immorality enters into your life. Immorality is basically that which is easy to do. Nikah is difficult. If you want to do nikah, you need to have a certain amount of money. You need to have the ability to look after another human being. You need to have the ability to spend on that person. You need to be mature enough to be able to tolerate that person for your entire life. You need to think about the fact that there will be children and babies and dirty nappies, and you have to change them. And you have to deal with all of this. Whereas immorality is you entering into a room, doing the deed, enjoying yourself for a few moments, and flooding your brain with chemicals of pleasure. And it's over. No babies, no dirty nappies, no looking after another person, no waking up the next morning next to the same face for the next 20, 30 years. So it is easy. But do you know what? With that ease comes an anguish. With that ease comes a darkness that overcomes the soul. It becomes difficult for you to even live life. Why? Because every time you want something, you just go and you get it. You don't ever seek the difficult. And that becomes a flooding of your brain with this chemical that tells you you have achieved. And this ties into our purpose of creation. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created us for what? To worship Him.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
And I created mankind and jinnkind for nothing except for my worship. For nothing else than my worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him, because ultimately we shall return to Him. So if you train your brain to do that which is easy, yes, you may enjoy it momentarily, but ultimately there is an anguish, there is a pain, there is a darkness that you will have to deal with. And that, O insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you such that you cannot bear it after some time. Hence, I receive messages from those who are addicted to certain scenes. What do they say? I want to kill myself. I want to get rid of my life. I can't live anymore. But this person is enjoying themselves day in, day out. If you look at them from an outsider's perspective, they are doing what they want. Why do they want to kill themselves? Why don't they want to live anymore? You see, so the hard may be difficult, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it difficult for a reason, because the longer lasting pleasure, success, is at the end of that road. And salah is your first step to that success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believers are successful. Which believers? Not everybody, but those who are conscious in their salah. Those who are conscious in their salah. Why? Because they take time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting with the Maker that brought them into existence in the first place. And I implore you to look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. The one who remembers me within himself, I will remember him within myself. وَمَنْ ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي مَلَئٍ خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. And the one who remembers me in a gathering, I remember him in a gathering better than his. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. And the one who comes close to me a hand span, I will come close to him half an arm's length. وَمَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. And the one who comes close to me half an arm's length, I come close to him an arm's length. وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيًا أَتَيْتُهُ هَرْوَلَهُ. And the one who comes walking to me, I go running to him. When you show Allah a little bit of sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you that He wants to come closer to you more than you want to come closer to Him. What does that hadith say? وَمَنْ أَتَانِي مَشْيًا. And the one who comes to me walking, أَتَيْتُهُ. I will come to him running. If you take a look at two people running towards each other, the one, or the two people that are gaining closeness to each other, the one who is running wants to get to the other person faster than the one who is walking. He is showing that he'd love to get to that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will come running to you. What happens when you look after the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life? Your life opens up. Your heart blossoms. No matter what is affecting you, and no matter what is affecting the ummah, you are at peace. You are at ease. Why? Because I know ultimately Allah is in control. And I've submitted to him. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'd like to mention one last thing before we end off. You know, in this month of Ramadan that is coming, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us that it is the month of the Quran. And this Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we recite in our daily prayers. So it ties into your prayer perfectly. It ties into your prayer perfectly. So if you want to change your life with salah and the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us that if you want to unite the ummah, the only way to unite the ummah is upon the Quran. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't be disunited. Don't be disunited. You see, that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the scholars mention it is a rope from the earth to the heavens. Some of us are holding on to the bottom of the rope, and others are holding up a bit higher, and others are even further up. It doesn't mean that because you are higher up, you have the right to kick some of those who are lower down on the rope off the rope. They are trying, they are doing their best, so don't look down on people. You see, arrogance, and sometimes that arrogance, no matter how high you up you are on that rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that arrogance can relegate you down to the floor and even below. Allahu Akbar. Why? I'm wearing a hijab. She opens up her face. I'm covering my face. She opens up her face. I perform salatul tahajjud, he doesn't. We look down on them. That arrogance can take you below that person. Why? Batarul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. What is arrogance? The rejection of the truth and looking down on people. Looking down on people with a condescending look. Who is he? Nobody. What has he got in his record? Never do that in your life. And this ultimately will lead you to become a person who is disuniting the ummah. We are disuniting the ummah instead of uniting the ummah. So hold fast onto the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says later on in those verses,
وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا.
And remember, when you were enemies of each other, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined the hearts together, إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, he brought your hearts together, فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, so you became brothers as a result. You became brothers as a result. You see, the only thing that can gather us together is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because none of us here today will say that we don't believe in the word of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. The Arabs were fighting each other before Islam. They hated each other. They had wars over petty issues. Somebody said something about another person's family and they went to war for it and they killed each other for it. And along comes Islam and unites these people that hated each other and fought with each other over the smallest and pettiest of issues. So the only thing that will gather us is the Quran and our belief in this Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed. This month of the Quran is about to enter and we are about to witness it. This is an opportunity for us to change our lives. In the same manner that we say that your day or your year is broken up into days. And if you change your day, then you will change your year. And if you change your year, you will change your life. These 30 days are the perfect opportunity for you to change your life. And as a result, you are becoming a contributing member of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to uniting that ummah and to gathering the hearts together. Let's do it together for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and forgive us all. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.